Joined in the studio now by Gina and CJ, who are here to talk about a rather brave challenge that's happening very soon. And this is concerning the Maddie Foundation. Hello.
Hi, Charlie.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for coming in.
It's great to be here. And, you know, it's great to be on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, it's not bad here. Yeah, not bad. The music's pretty good as well.
Yeah, we were just discussing that. It was good.
We were explaining to some of the younger people in the studio who Gilbert O'Sullivan was.
Now, you're already showing my age.
But you were grooving to the Chainsmokers.
Oh,
I saw you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, feeling that.
Okay. So moving around is something that's going to be happening quite a bit, isn't it? Soon.
Totally. I think I've walked about several hundred miles in the last few months as part of our training for the National Three Peaks Challenge that we're doing from our office, which is FRP Advisory, just down the road here. We've been working on that for about, well, I've been training for about 6 or 7 months now. And I am an active person, so I thought it would be quite easy, but it's not that easy just walking, I can tell you that.
So what's this all in aid of? Let's go back to the start. What are you raising money for? Who are you raising money for?
We're raising money for the Maddie Foundation, and this is a local family. And Maddie is suffering from something called SPG15, which is basically a motor neurone type disease. And I think she's the only person in the UK who has this disease at the moment. So the family have created the charity to fund medical research into this disease so that maybe others can benefit from it, or they might be able to find a cure.
So this must make it very difficult to research then if Maddie may be the only person in the UK.
Well, I believe so, because we've got Alex, her sister, standing behind me here, and Alex actually works in our office. And Alex was very modest. She didn't really talk about it when she first joined us a couple of years ago, and we found out about it, and collectively the whole office wanted to work on a challenge that we could all be involved in that would really push us, and it would also benefit the charity in a big way.
So what are the peaks that you're doing?
CJ, I think you can tell us about that.
We're doing Ben Nevis, Scaffold Pike and Stoneham.
They're quite high, aren't they?
They are.
And you've done this before?
I have indeed,
so
yes.
You know exactly what the ladies are in for?
I have a very clear knowledge of it, yes.
Okay, so what kind of training did you do for this?
I run about 3 times a week normally, and I run 6 miles each time. So I had a reasonable level of fitness. I didn't have any real comprehension of what I was about to do. And the team said, would anybody like to join? I said yes. And I thought that would be absolutely fine. Then an opportunity to do the challenge came up prior to the one that we're going to do for another organisation. And I thought, I'll have a go, see what it's like. I wish I'd done a lot more training at that point. I think they'll do very well. I think they've got amazing tenacity when it comes to a challenge, and their attitude as a group has been really, really strong. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really brought us together in the office, and CJ is not the lonely male. There are other males involved, of course, and it's across the ages as well and all abilities.
And the challenge is in 24 hours. Is that you've got to do the peaks in 24 hours, so it's not at your own pace when
certainly
you've got
not.
Free time.
All 14 of us have got to move pretty quickly, and again, that's where the teamwork comes in, and the support from all of us. We went out on a test run a couple of weeks ago in 30 degree heat along the South Downs, and we were actually walking for over 5 hours, but we were out for over 8 hours. And there were some moments for all of us, but we just thought about the fact that Maddie, finds even walking difficult at this moment, and that just kept us all going.
So what are the conditions like at that sort of height, CJ?
It depends on the day and it depends on the weather, but ultimately you can either have a very clear day or a very misty day, but it's cool. It's very cool up there to the point where you want a very good jacket.
So obviously hiking boots and maybe a couple of layers and
absolutely
plenty of water.
Yeah. Although the one thing that I learned from my previous expedition was I carried an awful lot of weight up the hill that I really didn't need to, and this time I'm going to be carrying the least that I can possibly get away with.
So is it it's not a dangerous thing to do. It's just you've just got to be relatively fit and just make sure you've got plenty of water and a first aid kit, maybe.
It's like most things in life. As long as you keep your eye on where you're putting your feet and you're sensible, and if your body tells you something, then you listen to it. You've got a team around you. You'll be absolutely fine. It's all about the headspace more than most.
And the Just Giving page has been doing very well, hasn't it?
Yes, Charlie, thanks. We set ourselves a target of between £11,000 and £12,000 to raise for the Maddie Foundation. And currently we're about halfway. We've got £6,000. And that's a combination of colleagues, work contacts and friends and family. But if there are any local companies who are looking to support a charity, they don't necessarily have to go to our Just Giving page and help us, but we'd really be pleased if they could look up the Maddie Foundation. There may be something of interest there. There's plenty of ideas and a lot of fundraising stuff that they do as well.
So that's the maddiefoundation.com, Maddie spell M-A-D-D-I, the maddiefoundation.com. Well, thank you very much for coming in, and I wish you the best of luck with this.
Well, hopefully we'll come back.
Yes.
In one piece.
Jolly good. Best of luck.
Thanks, Charlie.